Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, the only program where you will train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive the majority of the world's population. Today I'm going to talk about skincare. Not to brag, but often I'm told that I look a fair bit younger than I actually am. Have a second now. Especially I take off my glasses, right? Guess how old I am? I'm 40. I mean, some of you might have thought, yeah, that's about right, but whatever. I do get a lot of people saying that I definitely don't look 40, but whatever. And sure, some of it's genetics, especially when I was younger, but now that I'm older and I compare myself to, say, like my brother, who looks a lot closer to his actual age, I can confidently say that it's not all genetics. And probably some of it is the way I dress and the way I act, but I'd argue it's mostly because of myself, the way I take care of myself and the way I take care of my skin. So today I'm going to reveal my skincare routine. It's ridiculously simple and most of it has nothing to do with putting stuff on your face. In fact, to tell you the truth, I don't really have a skincare routine as most people think about what a skincare routine is. My skincare routine is more about not putting poison on my face as opposed to trying different creams and serums and stuff. And I know that sounds strange, but I gotta tell you that most of the stuff that people put on their face is poison. So here it is. Here's my very first tip, is to eat clean, right? That's my top tip, my top skincare. Sorry about the background. This is a bit shitty, isn't it?
If I move over here a bit.
I'm not in the best filming scenario. Anyway, so my top skincare tip is nutrition, right? If you eat well, if you eat clean, it radiates into your skin. So just follow the SFP nutrition guidelines. I won't go into full detail here because it's a whole podcast in itself, but in relation to having healthy skin, the most important thing is to eat fresh foods, right? Like, don't eat highly processed foods. Try to eat lots of vegetables and stuff, organic, don't eat fried foods. You know what eating well is, I'm sure. That's my top tip. So if you eat well, you'll be surprised how clear your skin becomes just from changing your diet, right? The second thing is to drink lots of water, because water flushes your system, and therefore it'll flush you. Like, if you've got decent, or like you think your skin's bad and you start doing these things, it might get worse for a little while, and then because it's your body detoxifying, right? And then it'll get better, and then it'll stay better as long as you stay healthy, right? So drink lots of water. Herbal teas are good for the skin too, right? There's some that are specifically good for the skin, like I think rose, green tea is good for everything, chamomile, which is also good for sleeping, I think, ginger, which is also good for your stomach, hibiscus, right? And there's lots of others, you can look it up. My third tip is to sweat, right? Get some exercise. Survival Fitness Plan specifically, but any exercise will do if you get regular exercise, right? And this is all you can, like, it's just about taking care of your inside to make your outside look good, right? All right, here's where we start going off the beaten path a little bit. Hot and or cold therapy, like cryo, right? If you do cryotherapy, it's great for your skin, right? If you don't have that, you can do ice baths, right? If you want to do that at home, instead of spending money at a professional cryotherapy, you just do an ice bath. Or what I used to do in Brazil, and you might have seen the videos, and I got this off Dave Asprey, I think. I think I got it from his book. He fills up like a little saucepan or a bucket or like a salad bowl of water, like just the bottom of it, right? Puts it in the freezer overnight, then the next day he'll get it out. Well, this is what we did anyway. We got it out. I did it in a big pot. Then the next day I got it out and then topped it up with water, and then let it sit for a minute, so the water was ice cold, and then I dumped my face in it, and you'll be surprised how, first of all, your product, like, it just wakes you up so much. Like, it's good because I take a nap every day, so after my nap I do that, and then I'm primed to work, right? And then and it's really good for your skin. Like my friend who I work with here and who I was with in Brazil, we would do it every day, and we're like, man, our skin's like looking good. It like tightens up, and like, you know, so cryo, like face in ice, do that. And then on the opposite side, hot therapy, like saunas, right? Because it opens up your pores and all the crap come out of it. So if you're going to do it, like, if you're going to do both hot, cold therapy, do hot first, right? Open up all your pores, let all the crap, sweat out all those toxins, and then seal it all up in the ice cold water. I don't know if that's exactly how it works, but that's what I imagine happens. All right, number five, we're going to get to products. So basically, don't put poison on your skin. So basically, the only soap I ever use is Dr. Brummer's baby soap, unscented, right? It's best. It's the best. It's the best thing to do. I also, like, just coincidentally, I was listening to a podcast, I don't know, a couple of months ago or whatever, and apparently Tim Ferriss does the same thing. So we can't both be wrong, right? Anyway, so that's the only soap I use is Dr. Brummer's soap. If I can, I mean, sometimes I'm in countries I can't find it or whatever, but like when I can, I can. As a moisturizer, I use extra virgin coconut oil on my body, like everywhere but my face, right? I actually use it for deodorant as well. I'll get the deodorant in a minute. So I use extra virgin coconut oil on my body, and I put it on, like, I got tattoos, I put on my tattoos, and it's pretty cool for that. Obviously not when you first get a tattoo, but once it's healed up, you do that to keep it moisturized. People will comment, I was like, how old's that tattoo? I'm like, it's like 10 years old. And they're like, well, it looks like really good. It's because I take care of it, right? I put coconut oil on it every single day. I used to use it on my face as well, coconut oil. But then I went to, like, get a facial, the first time I ever had a facial. And I talked to the lady, and then she was like, yeah, probably shouldn't do that. And I said, well, I don't like putting, like, chemicals on my face. And she's like, that's fair. Use 100% sweet almond oil. So I've been using that. And that, yeah, it's better. So, and then I did my own research. And then, yeah, so coconut oil can clog up your pores. Sweet almond oil is a little bit better. But I understand that everyone's skin's different. So just, it might not work for you, all right? But I'll get to something in a minute that'll help you. All right, the next thing is, like, sunscreen, toothpaste. I'll cover toothpaste in another episode, but, like, the sunscreen, that's... You gotta pick what's good, right? So you got body wash, you got face wash, you got moisturizer, you got shampoo, you got teeth, you got all these things, right? And most of it that you buy, even when it says, oh, it's good, it's not. It's got, like, heaps of chemicals in it, right? So here's what you do. Download an app. It's called Yuka, right? I've got no affiliation with them, but I can't remember who told me to use it, but my friend in Phoenix was like, here's an app that she went to get a something done, I don't know, threading or something anyway, and the person that did it to her said, use this app, Yuka, and then she passed it to me, and it has a picture of a carrot on it, right? It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A, it has a picture of a carrot on it on the app, right? And you can use it, and what it does is you scan stuff, like you can scan their barcode, and then it'll give you, like, a number out of 100 of how good it is, 100 being the best, 0 being the worst. And I've seen zeros, right? And you'll be surprised, like, some brands like Dove, for example, everything from Dove is, like, under 60%. It's, like, terrible. It's, like, the score is under 60. And people, it's just really good marketing. People think Dove is a good brand or whatever. It's not, right? It's terrible, right? And then, of course, like, there's stuff that's a lot worse. And then there's random stuff. Like, sometimes I walk through the supermarket and I just scan stuff, like, when I'm buying. And I'm surprised, like, some of the, like, the cheaper brands are, like, really, really good. So the free version does what you need it to do. There is a paid version. You don't need it. I've never used the paid version. I never had to. Never felt like I needed to. Right, so you scan stuff, it'll give you a score out of 100, and the best thing that it will do is then give you alternatives of what you should buy instead, like in the same realm, right? So if I, like, scan some kind of face soap, it'll come up, and this is no joke, it comes up and it says, the best alternative, Dr. Brummer's baby soap, 100%, it's really good. Yeah, so... But it can't do supplements, so don't try it on supplements. It doesn't do supplements, and there's some things it doesn't do. It's not in its register or whatever. But yeah, it's like a really, really good app. I highly recommend it. It'll tell you what ingredients are in the one, what you scan, why it's bad for you, and, like, it'll explain the ingredients to you if you're interested in it. And yeah, as I said, the best thing is that it gives you alternatives. I've got no affiliation with the app. Like I said before, it's just really, really good. So I would highly recommend going out and get it. Anyway, that is it for today. Nice little short one. But yeah, they're my tips for good skin. If you want good skin, start from the inside. Good nutrition, good health, sweat it out, ice baths, heat baths, and then make sure you just whatever you're putting on your face is actually good for you and not doing more damage. It might feel good in the short term, or it might like you go to get a facial and they put something in and it feels like it's burning, and like people think, oh, that's anything that burns your skin is probably not very good for you. Just put that out there, right? If it's burning, it's like it's not good. And they're like, oh, it's burning off the top layer. Like, yeah, and then in 10 years or whatever. It's like you see these girls that wear makeup all the time and they look great, like do it like them, but then when they take their makeup off because they've been wearing it all the time for the last 10 years, their skin hasn't been breathing or whatever, and it's, and yeah, you're better off not. So anyway, there you go. I'm not saying never wear makeup. Like, obviously you want to get dressed up or whatever. Same with guys, right? You want to smell nice or whatever, it's fine. But just don't do it all the time because it's going to mess you up in the long run. Anyway, there you go. That is my two cents. I'm not a skincare expert by any means. But anyway, like, subscribe, and share. Give us a rating and a review. And yeah, that's it for today, guys. Oops, sorry about my thumb there. Don't forget to download Survival Fitness Plan. Oh, it's not an app anymore. It's going to be a course. So go to survivalfitnessplan.com/challenge, and you can take the challenge. And I think it's like $7. Or it will be anyway. It's not ready yet, but it'll be ready. Well, by the time you listen to this, it'll be ready. So yeah, go ahead. You get heaps and heaps and heaps of bonuses. It's like the best deal out there. Trust me, when you see it, I've already planned it out. And I shouldn't be selling it for $7, but I am anyway. So there you go. All right. So yeah, have a good day.